getting into all of the BS of life and societal issues that affect us the most. We are talking about accountability, y'all, and how we can do it well, and appreciate its importance in our lives. So if you're like me, you're probably in a place or you have been in a place where you're like, I am so sick and tired of being sick and tired of my damn self. You may be wondering, well, is there a better way to obtain, maintain, and overcome my current situation? If that's you, well, you're in the right place because you're not alone. And I've been there, family. And in the past, I have said the exact same thing to myself. Before we get into the topic, I want you to join me in grab your water, your cappuccino, your coffee, or your libations, or even your wrong cone. Okay. I didn't take no gummy today because I got to go pick up my baby in a second, but I got a little libations and I got a little time before I have to go and get him so I could sober the heck up. Listen, okay, family, let's get into it real quick. I don't want to hold you guys long. So accountability, y'all, it's hard. Accountability is not easy. Accountability hurts. And when you find yourself in a place where the light bulb goes off and you're like, daggone it, this is my fault. And or there are choices and decisions that I could have made differently to put me in a better position, a safer position, and or if there's an issue in my household where this situation could have been de-escalated and handled better on my part. And a lot of us are trying to manifest things in our lives and it's not happening because, especially if you're in a relationship and you live with and or are married, you cannot manifest and flourish in your life unless you learn how to take accountability and self-reflect. And then, like we always say in the last couple episodes, I've been telling y'all, doing the work. And if you're a Bible thumper or if you are a religious person, you probably seen somewhere in your religious texts that the faith without works is dead. And so I'm telling you right now today that your manifestations are not working and you're not flourishing in your life the way that you desire because you are not doing the work. You are not doing the inner work. And I will give a quick side note and disclaimer and say that I am not a mental health therapist. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a psychiatrist. But what I do have is 39 and a half years of life experience and wisdom to offer you. And as I've already told you my name, if you've been here, if this is your first time here, my name is Monique. And my name literally means advisor. And so this is in me, y'all. I've been a preacher and a minister in the past in my 20s. When I was really deeply into my spiritual and religious ish for a couple of years. And so I have a lot of wisdom, a lot of life experience of various types of situations to offer. And so any advice that I give here is going to be based on my own personal experiences, things that I have learned, things that I have learned from mental health therapists, and things that come directly from my own inner wisdom. And as again, my name means advisor. The first point that I want to talk about is practicing self-reflection. And so when I did the research, here's what self-reflection should look like for you. And this will let you know whether you're doing it, whether you're half-assing it, or whether you are right on the money and doing exactly what you need to do. And so taking accountability looks like self-awareness. You cannot hold yourself accountable, move forward, and resolve issues without understanding, realizing, and knowing the part that you played. Even if it's just a fragment of the situation and what you did, what you said, or what you didn't do, or what you didn't say, you still have to be able to reflect in order to de-escalate a situation that you're dealing with and finding a solution because if you're like me, you like to be solution oriented. Okay. We're not just going to talk about the issues without sharing how we've overcome. That's pointless and it's useless and it's just jibber jabber. And that's a lot of ish that we see in other platforms. They just talking about problems, but they're not giving anybody any real solutions and solutions that are also evidence and research based, right? And so taking time to reflect on your actions and decisions and considering how they may have impacted not only you, but the people around you or that are in the midst of the situation with you. And so this can help you to identify areas where you need to take responsibility. There have been times in my life, there have been times in my marriage, in my relationship as a mom and as a wife, where I have had to step back and say, no, you know what? If I had handled this differently, then the situation could have been a more positive outcome. And if you've seen other episodes or listens, like I had my son, he was in the office with me, dad wasn't home, and we were talking about accountability to a certain extent in the episode where I'm talking about the angry black woman narrative. And because he was in the office with me, he shared. And he was like, well, mommy, I didn't like when you yelled at me for not turning my TV off when TV time was off, was supposed to be done with for the night. And I said, okay, son. So how did that make you feel? And he said, well, it made me sad because I don't like when you yell and I don't like when you get angry with me. And I mostly don't like when you yell. And so I said, son, okay, I'm sorry that I yelled at you and it scared you and it made you feel bad and it made you sad. And I said in the episode, and I asked him, well, why do you think that I got mad? And he said, well, because I didn't turn off my TV time at the time that I was supposed to. And I stayed on my TV a little bit longer. And so that is an example of reflection in the moment and practicing self-reflection at any given moment. And I think that it's really hard. And I know for myself personally, it takes a lot of training of the mind to be able to self-reflect in a moment and give yourself a second. Because a lot of times we'll listen to the issue that somebody has with us in the situation and we'll just be listening to make a response instead of listening to understand and to see where we could have done better in the situation, right? That is a great example because I feel like it's one that anybody can relate to. And so that is what we need to learn to do in this first step is to practice self-reflection. And then I'll add on to that, practicing self-reflection and making it so that it becomes so ingrained in our subconscious that we can take a second, 60 seconds, a minute, to 120 seconds, 2 minutes to see where we were wrong in the situation in that moment so that we can de-escalate and be able to come to a solution in that moment. And so the next step is when you use the I statements. And that just means based on the research, when you need to take accountability, use I statements instead of placing the blame on others. This can help you to communicate your accountability in a clear and non-confrontational way. This applies to any situation at work, with your business, when you're dealing with customers and or clients, and or if you work a 9-to-5 and you're trying to de-escalate a situation with your boss or your colleague, instead of making it about the other person, well, you did this and that and this and that. That's why the first step is helpful in being able to self-reflect in any moment at any given time and training your mind and your subconscious being to do so, because you can say, well, okay, well, if I did this, if you telling me that you feel this certain way about the situation, well, okay, well, I said this, and I think that I did not communicate it to you properly. Because accountability is not just self-reflection, but it's also about how you communicate what you're dealing with and or how you're feeling about said situation, right? And so that is a technique that often is used in therapy, where they will, especially in couples therapy, or if you, now the new thing is going to therapy with your business partner, and business partner and partnership therapy is really effective too for the long term, and it's healthy, and I encourage anybody to do it. And if I had a partner, or if Sheena was still the co-host, I think at some point we would have done it too, just so we can hash out things and to be able to have a mediator who is objective and can help us and guide us. But that's often a technique used in therapy, especially for couples and or partnerships, where they say, okay, well, take the, wherever you're going to put the you, put the I. And so then that way the other person feels like, well, I'm not being attacked. I'm not being blamed, even if they're to blame. Okay. Even if they are partly to blame and they're wholly to blame, still using the I statement to say, well, I'm sorry if I made you feel this way. I'm sorry if I did not rise to the expectations. And so putting the I automatically de-escalates, because then you'll be able, with using the statement I, it is like almost a psychological healthy way of helping somebody to understand where you're coming from. And I think that when you use I statements in situations where there's a quarrel, then people are more willing to lay down their walls, right? Lay down their whatever statements they had in their mind that they were going to come back to you with if you said this and that and that. Because we're real good at that as humans, is listening to respond. And so that goes back to the first point. And self-reflection and being able to look at yourself. I'm standing at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. Take a look at yourself and just make that change. That's what it's all about. Okay, Mike been telling us for a long time. It's the man in the mirror, or the non-binary in the mirror. Okay, it's really difficult and it's not easy. And although I may be presenting it in the way that seems like it's so easy, it is not. Self-accountability, and it's very difficult. It takes training. It takes consistency. It takes persistence. And it takes a desire for you to want to be your best self and offer your best self to others. Because when we offer our best selves to others, guess how they respond? They respond wanting more of you, wanting more of your kindness, wanting more of your wisdom, wanting to support your business more even, right? So I need y'all to know that on today, that we need to, one, practice self-reflection and learning how to do that in the moment in any situation and not be so quick to respond. I can't tell you guys the amount of times where I've been in situations, whether it's through conversation and or a disagreement because something happened at the business or in a family or with a friendship. And the other person was not a person of self-reflection, and they just listening to what I'm saying instead of listening to understand what I'm saying. And so if we are to be better humans, if we are to not always be on our best BS, as we say here on the East Coast and the DMV, being on our best bullshit, we don't always need to be listening to respond. Sometimes we just need to listen to understand. And that takes you as an individual, a person, non-binary, to be able to say that from now on this day forward, I am going to take the higher road, regardless of how others treat me and regardless of what I may think of them. And then also by doing these first two steps of self-reflection and using I statements, it also will make you feel more confident in yourself and your ability to handle difficult situations. Okay, so let me tell you, before we take a quick commercial break, let me tell you a story real quick. There have been times, and it's not a specific situation, but there have been times over the last 14 years that I've been with this man, Big O, and 12 years that we've been married, where in recent years, as I've learned these concepts and these ways of being a better human, he will be defensive in his response to the situation. But the moment that I say, nothing. After he says what he says, and he'll say something like, you know what I'm saying? Or do you understand? Are you listening? And I'm like, yes, I'm listening. But I'm also taking it in. And I literally say, I'm taking it in and I want to respond properly, or I want to respond in a way that is reflective of what you were trying to convey to me. And very simple, y'all. It's really not that, it's hard, but it's not that hard. It's hard when you have been raised in a situation, like in the last episode, the episode before last, where we talked about healing from emotionally immature parents. And it's sort of like that, because when you grow up in an environment when everything becomes an argument, it's hard to be able to stop, take a moment and say, what did I do? Well, is there anything I can do right now in this moment to de-escalate? And so in relationships specifically, especially intimate relationships and dealing with friendships and family and colleagues, we really have to learn to master this thing, because then people will look to you for solutions. But right now, y'all, I'm going to let you ponder on it for a second. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages. Okay, sit tight, y'all. Hey, y'all. Push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify. And while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. All right, family, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back from the commercial break, that is. Okay, so we've gone through the first two steps, which was self-reflection and also using I statements in this accountability thing and being better at it and getting past the hurt that in a lot of situations we have caused because we could have handled things differently. And so I think it hurts because we realize we could have done better. And then also it hurts because we thought we were right in that situation and we find out that we were wrong. Also, when you take accountability, you find out a lot of times you find out what people really think about you in that situation. And it hurts too, because you want to be able to express how the other person has hurt you and or how they could have improved about the situation. But in order for us to be better humans and to bring out the best in our lives and the people that we are connected to, we have to stop looking at them and placing blame on them and judging them and turn the judgment to ourselves. Because being who we are and flourishing in our lives require us to take control of how we react and respond to situations. And it's not about what they did or didn't do, so to speak. And it's more about what can I do to be better. And it's really hard, I find, in business partnerships, being an employer, and then also in intimate relationships with friends and family. It really hurts when you find out that you were the problem and that you could have done better. Even if they are trash and they are shit in the way that they handle things, this is about you. And this is how you also find out ways in which you need to set boundaries with people when you start taking accountability for yourself. Because if you are honest in the situation, you say, well, I know I did this, I know I did that. How can I help you help the situation? And how can we make the situation better? And if they don't respond to that, then that just lets you know that one may not be the relationship for you if you're not married already. And number two, maybe you need to set boundaries in the time that you spend with those people, because you can't be a person of self-reflection and accountability and be around people who are not doing the same. It will ultimately bring you together and or tear you apart. And tearing apart is not necessarily a bad thing when you're in the midst of growth, evolution, and being a better human. And it doesn't matter who it is, how much you love them and how much you care about them. Sometimes you have to love people from a distance. And sometimes when you start taking accountability, it will also reflect back onto that other person and hold a mirror to them and say, well, damn, if she was able to self-reflect and escalate the situation. Something must be wrong with me too. And sometimes I have found that people, when they come around me, they don't like to be around me because I am somebody who is very self-reflective and I take accountability for the actions that I played. Maybe not always right away. And I'm not saying this to say that I'm perfect and that I am always having the answers right there in the moment. But when you're really in your self-healing bag, as you continue on from life where you are and you make the decision to do so, a lot of times that's too much for people. And because they themselves are not on that same path or not ready to take that path, they will just remove themselves from you. Okay, I just wanted to give that little tidbit real quick, because especially for those of you who are dealing with situations where people are pulling back from you instead of drawing in closer to you. And so what happens in those situations too, is that the people that are drawing away from you make room for the people that need to draw to you and who can help you elevate in your life in any area or aspect of your life, business, home life, finding a partner, finding anything. And so we have to learn to let go too, because when you start taking accountability for yourself, it makes other people uncomfortable when they themselves are not doing the same. Okay, which segues real nicely into our next point. Number three is making sure that you apologize. And when you do so, do it sincerely. And what I mean by that, like to hear a story, let me tell you, here it go. When I apologize, I make sure that I'm apologizing from a pure and whole place. If I do not feel like that in that situation, I don't apologize. And sometimes I have even said, even with big old my man, I'm not apologizing and I don't feel sorry for it. And sometimes you have to do that, not for them, but for yourself. Because after I've said those things sometimes, after I've said that statement sometimes, I've gone back and reflected on the situation like, damn, no, that wasn't right. I was wrong in this situation. And so I'll go back the next day and say, look, I know we closed the situation yesterday, but I do want to come back and say I'm sorry, because now I realize the error in my ways. Now I realize how I have hurt you and what I could have done better to de-escalate and or help you find a solution to the issue. And so when you make an apologies, don't just say apologies because that's what you think the other person wants to hear. We hear this statement all the time, you know, apologize. No, don't apologize if you truly and absolutely don't feel sorry. If you don't feel sorry, stand firm in your unsorriness. Okay. But if you do feel sorry and you do want to do better in the situation and find a solution with this person, do it and do it wholeheartedly. Do it sincerely. Because then what happens next, number four, is you have to make amends and or extend an olive branch to that person or persons in order to bring closure for them and also for you, and allow yourself the opportunity to forgive yourself and also allow the opportunity for them to forgive you. And if they choose not to forgive you, that's okay. Leave it alone. Let it be dead and move on. Because you have to take action after you've hurt people. You have to take action in letting them know that you've hurt them. You know when you hurt someone. And if you don't know right away, maybe after you leave the situation and you're outside of that situation and you're at home in your own space and you had that time to go back to step number one and self-reflect, you find that maybe I need to go ahead and pick up that phone. Don't call, don't send me no text messages apologizing in serious situations. Call me so I can hear your voice and I can hear the tonations and intonations in your voice so that I know that you are sincere. Going back to number three. And then for our last step in healing and taking accountability for our actions, figure out how you can create a plan for yourself to improve. And I'll read it for you. Taking accountability is not just about admitting your faults. It's also about making positive changes. Create a plan for improvement and take action to implement it. And this can help you to learn from your mistakes and improve your behavior in the future. And I think that it ties real nicely back into number one when you're doing the self-reflection. Because you cannot self-reflect and do the amends and extending the olive branch and saying, my bro, my sis, my niece, my non-brari, mom, dad, whoever, my colleague, my business partner. You can't extend that olive branch and then go on to do the same BS with other people who may not know you or repeatedly abusing the people who are in your life constantly on a regular basis. So what was the point of apologizing sincerely if you have no plan and no actionable steps in your mind that you can make to make sure that you are implementing all the previous steps and make sure that you are not repeating old bad habits? None of these things that you have done wrong will define you if people realize, recognize, and see that you are making changes. It can erase all of the bad that you have ever done to people or said to people if they can see that you are taking steps and holding yourself accountable and you are sincerely apologetic about what you've done or said to them. A lot of this life-ish that I have found in my 39 and a half years of life is about how you respond to situations that you are faced with. It is not about what other people do to you. And what I tell people all of the time, the difference between a rich man and a poor man is not the issues and the amount of issues that they face in life, but it's about how they respond to said situations. We all got our own ish that we're dealing with. We all have our own familial problems. And we're all just trying to live life and obtain all the things and reach our goals and be successful in whatever that means to us as individuals. So again, the difference between a rich man and a poor man is not the situations that they face, but it is how they respond to said situations. Okay, y'all, let me know how you feel about it in the comments section if you're watching on YouTube. And let me know through email if you'd like, or voicemail so you can join into the conversation. I'll play it on the show anonymously, of course. I just hope that your process to becoming a better human and taking accountability for your actions will help you to flourish, will help you to maintain what you have and to further progress in the success, the career goals, the relationship goals that you have. Love you, family. Till next time, peace and blessings.